Shane, do you know the difference between 80 ohms and 250 ohms in a headset? I don't. I was hoping you did.
I think ohms are what? Micro measurements of decibels, right?
You got me. All I know is I have to get a new set of headphones. And there are the exact same headphones in 80 and 160, I believe, and 250. And they're roughly the same price, and they're the exact same headphones. And I have no earthly idea. I was hoping your vast radio knowledge would help me out there.
I think I just took it to the hoop and slammed it.
You think so? But so which do I buy?
I buy the mid-grade. just unleaded, not super unleaded.
and make sure you buy your headphones from Dylan Gage, too. They're headphone direct dealers.
That's right.
You heard that laughter in the background. That's our good friend, the Mogambo guru, Richard Dowdy. He has been my mentor and my friend for a long time, and I am very proud to say that. I won't even screw around on this introduction, my friend. It's great to have you on board.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. Even with the shortened introduction, a lot less fawning than usual. I'm pleased to be.
Well, I mean, fawning's a good thing. I'm okay with being.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah, I like it. People bow down in front of me. They'll BCNs off the wazoo.
You got to admit, when you and I were younger and when we were single, we liked to be fawned over at bars and things like that. Fawning was a good thing for us.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that just the other day. How long has it been since any woman has fawned over me? I kind of miss it.
I'm guessing the current brood and the spouse doesn't have the quite level of fawning that they once had.
Well, it's not like you say familiarity breeds contempt, and I'm ready for something new.
All right, my friend. Well, obviously, if you and I stay in gold long enough, we will have the money that we need to bring around something new in our lives. Gold, silver. By the way, before we get to the discussion that we normally get to, are you listening to all the things going around, the rumors going around about all the fake silver Eagle coins? And apparently the Asians have found a way to counterfeit these coins that give the remarkable detail and similarity, and they're just nothing but bronze underneath. Have you seen that?
No, I've heard of them. Yeah, it's pretty tempting.
Pretty tempting.
Selling 1,300 beans a piece, and it costs you a couple of bucks to make. That's quite a return on your investment.
Yeah, and I think the part that got me was when I heard that it was happening in silver American Eagles. That's only, what, a $25 to $30 coin?
Well, you know, I think you can tell relatively easy with silver because it will ring if it's pure silver, and if there's a slug of other metal in there, it won't. So I think you can tell by the sound, as I've heard from guys who sell coins. That's their businesses. And you can pretty much tell just by dropping it on a table.
Well, it's always been true in the past. It's especially true with gold and silver. You've got to find some reputable folks to get this from. My business partner used to buy gold through the internet. Now, he was never cheated, but it was the opportunity for being cheated is so high. I can't believe people do that, but they do it all the time.
They're desperate for money. Everybody's desperate for money.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't cost you much, and you get to, if you trick someone into doing it, man, you're doing all right.
No, absolutely. Okay. Federal Reserve, it looks like Ben Bernanke is getting ready to sing his swan song. Janet Yellen is getting ready to come in right behind him. Looks like she's got the same philosophy in place. Here's my question. How in God's name can the Federal Reserve make a credible argument that they're even thinking about pulling out of monetizing $85 billion a month? How can they do it?
Well, they can't. They know they can't. Everybody knows they can't. I mean, it's obvious to everyone who pays attention to this. The trick is to stop people from paying attention to it. So they just go on with their daily lives and as if nothing has happened and nothing's going to happen. That's what they got to keep going. They have to keep this thing going and trying to downplay all this stuff all the time. That's part of their scheme.
Yeah, a number of really, really good listeners have contacted me really in the last 24 hours, and they've asked about Bernanke and who his replacement is going to be, and will they continue, and whoever takes his place, will they continue this? I don't think it matters, even whether it's Janet Yellen or whether it's you. Well, you might shut the Federal Reserve down. That would be a good thing. But
I would immediately collapse the economy. They cannot stop. It's impossible. The economy will implode as soon as you stop spending by a little bit. They have to keep going. They have to keep going.
You know, I had a very, very smart friend of mine. I had breakfast with him the other day, and he said that his former place of work, which is a bulge bracket investment banking firm, said that don't worry, it's not the Federal Reserve's fault that there is a bubble in the stock market now. In fact, Federal Reserve printing $85 billion a month has no bearing on the price of stocks.
Then where did the money come from?
Well, yeah, I said that to him. I said, my God, first of all, you can't have inflation without money to begin with. But once you put that money in the system, even if it isn't out there in people's hands, it's in the bank's hands. And the banks can buy stock. They can do whatever it is they want to do with that money.
Well, the money that the government is spending, $85 billion a month, is actually not a gross understatement, but it's actually running a lot more than that. It's running about 100. 120, 150, some, it depends. It kind of rolls along. But that money is being spent by the government. It's in the economy. It's got to go, it has to go somewhere. And where do you go? I mean, that's a lot of money. $1.5 trillion a year flooding and expanding the money supply. I mean, it's got to go somewhere. So it goes into the stock market. Of course, the Federal Reserve has everything to do with the stock market going.
Well, you hit on the cylinders that I expected that you would, and I couldn't agree with you more. They're only looking at one side of the transaction that says the Federal Reserve has they have cash that they have provided to the banks, but the real transaction is with the federal government. And what they're doing is they're buying the debt of the federal government. That cash is going to the federal government. It's going to the Treasury, and the Treasury is using it to pay bills.
That's exactly right, and that's how it gets into the economy.
Yeah, so this whole thing, that's
it's nice and simple.
Well, I just want to make sure you and I were on the same page, because it seems obvious to me, but, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, Dan, you have no idea what you're talking about. They say that all these reserves are sitting on the bank's balance sheets, and that's where the Federal Reserve's money is. My answer is, forget about the reserves. I don't care how they got there. That money, $85 billion a month, goes back to the Treasury, and the Treasury spends it. That's it.
I didn't know there was any discussion about it. I thought everybody knew that already.
Nope. Apparently only you and I do. And the bad part is, I've listened to you for so long, I just got to make sure that we're on the same page.
So you got it exactly right. I can't believe that someone would say that to you.
Well, and you've heard the number of people out there, these talking heads, financial TV, financial radio, they're saying, oh, all these reserves are sitting on the bank's balance sheets. Well, that may be true. There may be excess reserves, but that is independent from monetizing the debt and giving the Treasury money to spend.
Well, a lot of those reserves are also there because I would assume that fractional banking has gotten so completely out of control these days. They're loaning out $95 for every dollar that they take, $5 that they bring in.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it is completely outrageous. And so FDIC insurance will certainly not cover all that. And so they're going to need a lot of reserves because things might be happening here very soon.
Now, it still feels weird to me, Magambo, and the spider hairs in the back of my neck make me think that things aren't the way they're supposed to be. But the story is, calm down, earnings are up, everything looks good, everything feels positive. Don't worry about anything.
Well, you know, that's true because earnings. I don't know if earnings are up. I think the PE ratio of the stock market is pretty high, and the bond market selling for. Less than 1% for, 10 years is, a 10-year note is basically running for 1.5%.
Yep.
I mean, these are outrageously low interest rates. Never seen before in history. How long do you think that's going to last?
Well,
particularly with all that inflation from the money being created. I mean, everybody, even Keynes agreed that flooding the economy with money would increase inflation, inflation rate.
Sure.
Price inflation. But he thought that curing unemployment was more important than the problem with inflation. And he was wrong.
Well, Magambo, you're just so old-fashioned. You don't understand that things have changed. These times are different. Our money supply today is so well managed. We have complete control over our system, where the Romans and the Greeks and everybody else throughout society. No, they didn't understand what they were doing. But Ben Bernanke and all the central bankers, they know exactly how to handle this.
You know, I'm surprised that your tongue does not jump out of your mouth at you saying such a thing.
Well, that's not entirely true.
We're so mismanaged. We are so doomed. There's nothing anybody can do about it. Best you can do is to save yourself.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Buy gold and silver just like everybody else in all of history is eventually done. Do it now. Do it early. What's going to happen, well, I figure, is these rich guys. I mean, there's lots of rich companies and people and investment houses and all kinds of crap. They need to put that money somewhere. Pretty soon, things are going to be going bad. Bonds will be falling. Stocks will be falling. Inflation will be rising. Things are people are going bankrupt. The whole economy is in flames. And they will look around and say, what can I put my money into? What's all this money? If I sell everything, which I'm going to do, what do I put my money into? And what are they going to put their money into? The only thing that makes any sense, just like it's the only thing that's made any sense through all of history. Gold. Silver.
You know, unless the government changes the rules and says, we're just going to go ahead and take those assets before you convert them into cash or gold, and we'll manage those assets for you, and we'll give you a 3% treasury note in exchange for all your 401k and all your IRAs, and we'll manage it for you. Trust me. Have we ever lied to you before?
Well, I think with all due respect to Congress, monetary fiscal strength of all the trillions of dollars owned by people, by very rich people, will overwhelm anything any congressman can do. I mean, I'm sitting on here, suppose I'm sitting on a $50 billion nest egg here, and the Congress gets ready to do something. Man, I'm going to put some money into making sure that guy gets out of office. I'm making him a promise. Whoever it is going to run against you, I'm going to finance them to the hilt. What's going to cost me? A couple of million? Hey. Okay, it's billions of dollars at risk here. No, those congressmen are going to roll over like a warm puppy.
These conversations have been going on in real. I mean, for no kidding, with our Congress since 2006. Bad Democrats have been pushing this for quite some time. We're going to see how it turns out. It's more likely to happen than not to happen. And I am I continue to be amazed at people sitting on the sidelines saying, "I trust my government." I don't understand that. All right, buddy.
You and me both, brother.
Always great to have you on, my friend. And how's your book coming along? I haven't talked to your author.
Well, Junior McGambo Ranger Doug says it's coming along fine. He's putting the finishing touches on it, believe it or not.
We'll sell a million copies for him, my friend.
Well, I think that would be nice for him.
God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. Give my best to your family.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.